Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' save up like hives and fly to true ambition. Till the numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your crown, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run into armies, royal dreams, royal dreams. I'm riding through the mud, there's no more fantasy. It's all about who you know, those you call family.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, February the 6th. Wednesday, February the 6th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding soul schedule for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste the time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for today. After last night's message, where we were talking about in the private group, going over how we are making the transition from the church age into the kingdom age, one of the things that we talked about doing last night's show was his tones. And I was sharing with, from a biological perspective, how inside of the body there is this process, if you want to use that term, that takes place inside of the DNA. And inside of your DNA is this coil around a round ball that almost looks like a snake wrapping around an egg. And that is what is called a tone, a histone. So today we're talking about how and what biology is saying. We are expressing it now from a theological perspective or from a esoteric perspective to tell you or to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the importance of you under over an understanding that the reason why many of us are not experiencing true success is because we are not in line, we're not in the right frequency. So we have we're animated, but we're not animated by purpose. We are animated by problems. So the brain must be immersed inside of a specific frequency wave of vibration that activates the DNA or causes the DNA to express, expose, and expand itself. That is the tone or the tune. So if you're not in the right tune, it's like when a musician is playing a piano, you can tell when a musician is playing the wrong tune or the wrong note because it sounds off. That's the way you sound when you talk. So when you're not in the right tone, when you're not in the right frequency, when you're not in the right vibration, you sound off. Everything that you're saying is great. Everything that you're saying may be truthful. Everything that you're saying may be factual. Everything that you're saying may be beneficial, but you're in the wrong tone. And because you're in the wrong tone, you're in the wrong frequency. You're in the wrong wave. You're in the wrong vibration. Therefore, people can't under, over, and understand what you're saying. They can, but they can't. And so today we want to talk about that frequency. We want to talk about that wave. We want to talk about that vibration that allows you to connect with the big G and to override the little G, that allows you to vibrate and oscillate in a frequency that brings everything that you need for life and godliness into your life. You're able to do things and accomplish things because the universe only responds to that frequency. The universe responds to the universe. God recognizes God. Game recognizes game. So the universe doesn't respond to any other frequency other than itself. So God doesn't respond to fear. He responds to faith. God responds. The Bible says that it is done unto you as you believe. So belief, faith is the frequency that allows you to oscillate and vibrate in a manner or in a way that allows you to be successful. So if you're not in tune, if you're not in tone, if you're not in the right tune, if you're right in the right tone, then your purpose, you cannot create your reality. So if you are not in tune with your purpose, you cannot create your reality. Now, language is the key because language is a frequency. It is a wave and it is a vibration. So language is the way that we create. So the only way that you can be, again, now we're talking about the true authentic you. Now you can be fake and you can be phony and you can go out, but that's a lot of hard work. That takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of effort for you to be able to express, expose, and expand that energy. That's why people get tired. That's why people get burned out, because they're doing it in their own strength. They're not operating and vibrating in purpose. So where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Let me say that again. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So your purpose does something for you. And I've talked about this on many, many shows when we talked about the seven P's, that's the result of purpose. And so it's really interesting because without purpose, according to the scripture, where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. Now, that simply means that you don't have the ability to exercise self-control. So now I've done this show and talked about this on many, many times before. So what is the difference from today's show from what I've said on many, many other shows previously talking about purpose? The whole purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is to give you your purpose. And so everybody is aware of that. That's why you have your Dear Kinnear report. That's why we got it. We've broken down Dear Kinnear reports. But there is a danger of a certain pharmaceutical or psychotropic stressors that causes you to quit because you're not in purpose. So if you're not inside your purpose, you will not have passion. You will not have persistence. You will not have perseverance. You will not have a specific process. There will be no procedure. You will be unable to develop a product. Therefore, you will not produce a profit. You will not have any prosperity. And when you go to bed at night, you will not have peace. Because what's happening, what's going on in the world today is there are people who are out of tune. When you're playing an instrument, you have to tune it. Now, there was something, when I was in law enforcement, we used what was called a tuning fork. Now, everything's fancy nowadays, so they don't really use tuning forks anymore to tune instruments. So what is a tuning fork? Now, a tuning fork is an acoustic resonator. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. A tuning fork is an acoustic resonator. So the tuning fork was developed way back in the day. And it was interesting because when it was originally came out, it was really used by the medical industry to assess a patient's hearing. So originally, tuning forks was not used to establish what is now called frequency resonance. The tuning fork was used originally to test for hearing loss. Now we use tuning forks in physics to establish a sound or a wave or vibration. See, it's really interesting because a tuning fork, when it's hit, it begins to vibrate a specific tine, T-I-N-E-S. It produces a disturbance that vibrates the molecules in the air. So all of the molecules in the air, they start to vibrate on that exact same disturbance level. So a tuning fork puts forth a vibration of T-I-N-E-S, not tones, but tines. And what's interesting, if you're not in time, if you're not in tines, then you cannot produce purpose. You cannot produce your reality. And it's interesting because when I see people, that I talk to people every day, people think that they are in tines, but they're not. The tines of a tuning fork allows or produces a particular balance. It's called a connection or frequency resonance. And so it goes forth and it through the parallel universe, and you can't see it, you can't touch it, or you can't taste it. But what it does is it puts things in order. It brings about a reconstruction of the molecular structure of mass or matter. It is an automatic tuner. It put the molecules of air in order. So it brings about a change in the molecular structure of the universe. Now, this is another way of saying this is called frequency resonance, or the vibration of frequency resonance. So when frequencies are at resonance, it means that the natural frequency or resonance of a system or certain systems, they come together. So this is the principle of frequency resonance. It's actually a principle. It's a universal spiritual law, if you will. This is the power of the air. These are the principles of what they call magnetic resonance. So the principle of magnetic resonance, or the principle of magnetic resonant imaging, this is how an X-ray machine works. So magnetic resonance imaging is the way by which a particular spin of the magnetic field is produced. And it brings about and establishes something called magnetism. And so this magnetism draws everything that's on that same frequency to the thing that is causing the frequency. So you are a frequency generator. Your brain is producing a frequency. But if you're out of tune with purpose, your brain is producing the wrong frequency. So everybody, pretty much everybody I know, their brain is out of tune. It's out of time. So your brain is in tune or in tone with an ideal, but your brain is not in tune or in tone with purpose. So if you're not in tune, if you're not in tone, if you're not in time, T-I-N-E, with purpose, which is your position, which is the purpose of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, it is a discipleship program that establishes your messiahship so that you can have toneship or kingship. So it is this the messiahship is the second base that everybody's missing. So everybody is missing their position. And so since you're out of position, you're out of tune. If you're out of tune, you're out of tone. If you're out of tone, you're out of time. So therefore, there's no magnetism. You're not magnetic. You know, some people are charismatic. Some people have a magnetic personality. This is called magnetic resonance. This is the principle of magnetic resonance. Without this magnetism, your dogs don't hunt. You got to go get a job. You got to put forth effort because it's not automatic. So there are some basic principles of magnetic or electromagnetic resonance. It is a steady state. Let me say it again. It is a steady state. Let me say it again. It is a steady state. It's not up and down. So the people that I know that they're going up and down, they're going up and down. The reason that they're going up and down is because they're not in purpose. They're not in tune with purpose. They're not in the right position. They have a great ideal, and the ideal hunts sometimes, and it hunts, then sometimes it doesn't. It's affected by the laws, the lower-level laws of duality. So the lower-level laws of duality can override your reality. But the lower-level laws of duality, they cannot touch God's mentality. So you're dealing with the lower-level laws of duality because you're not in God's mentality. God's mentality overrides your reality. Let me say that again. God's mentality overrides your reality. This is called forced vibration in physics. So in physics, a tuning fork is used, and when it's hit by a rubber mallet, it produces a sound. This sound is what they call forced vibration. So the tuning fork changes the existing vibration. Let me say it again. This is the physics of vibration. If you can wrap your brain around this, you will see the importance of purpose. Because right now, you are forcing your vibration with your emotions, with your energy, with your mantras, with your chants, with your prayer, with your worry, with your doubt, with your fear, with all of the stuff that you're doing. You're forcing it. It's not a natural frequency. So there is a forced vibration. So anytime you force, how do you force a vibration? When you hit something. So if I walk up to you and slap you, I just forced a vibration. Anytime you hit, strike, strum, stroke, pluck, or do anything, you disturb the object. It's not natural. So all objects, when they are in tune, they naturally produce a natural frequency. There's no need for a forced vibration. See, right now you're forcing shizness to happen. I used to do that for a living. I used to force things to happen. Now, wealth is a natural expression. Now, health is, I don't have to force myself to go to the gym. I don't have to force myself to eat healthy. I don't have to force myself to do shows. I don't have to force myself to do anything. Now everything that I do is a natural expression. It's not forced anymore. So why is it not forced? Because I'm in tune. How did I get in tune? I got in purpose. How did I get in purpose? I got in purpose by getting inside of the Messiah, the Messiahship program. Because remember, according to physics, according to Newton's laws of physics, according to the physics, again, of what is called force vibration, once you understand that that the same principle of a force vibration that is demonstrated in physics, that is found whenever you hit a tuning fork. So if a tuning fork is held in your hand, when it's hit with a rubber mallet or plucked with your finger, it produces a sound. That sound is produced, they call that a tine, T-I-N-T-I, no T-O and no T-U. But notice it is I, it's I owe you. I owe you money. You owe me money. I owe you. So whether it's you got a T-U or whether it's T-I, whether it's T-O, all of these have to do with purpose. Now, right now, everything you're doing right in your life is forced. Nothing is on autopilot. You're not using your autoimmune system. You're using your conscious. You're using willpower. That's how I've been doing all my life. I've been using my will. I just had bulldog tenacity. I just wasn't going to quit. You knock me out, I get up. You knock me out, I get up. You're going to get tired of putting your fist on my head before I get tired, before my head get tired of absorbing the energy from your fist. My willpower was greater than everybody else. So that's how I've been getting through life. That's called forced vibration. Now, that dog hunts, but that's a better dog. There's a better system in place. There's a better cistern in place. And this cistern is what I've developed now, which is discipleship, messiahship, kingship. There is a huge difference between natural frequency of vibration and forced frequency of vibration. So a tuning fork forces another tune into the vibrational motion at the same natural frequency of everything else. For example, if I have a tuning fork, and let's say I want to create the tune of 256 hertz, megahertz, or hertz. So I can take my tuning fork, and I can pluck that tuning fork, and it's going to produce a frequency of 256. That vibration goes out. Now, again, this is the frequency. This is the principle of frequency resonance. So there's a principle of frequency resonance. Your purpose changes the hiss tones, the snake that's wrapped around your DNA right now. Now, I posted in a very interesting picture on my Facebook page. When you get an opportunity, go check out my Facebook page, and it has a picture on the walls of Egypt of a snake. The snake is wrapping around some eggs, and it's talking about his, hiss, like the sound of a snake. Hiss. It's in your DNA. That's the snake. And it's wrapped around you to keep his tones. So that way you can't tune in to God's tune. So the enemy has placed his tone inside of you so that you cannot connect with God's tune. Or you can do what I did, which is use your tine. So a tine is effort. Let me say it again. A tine is effort. If I am going to play a tune, now again, this is the principles of magnetic resonance imaging. I want to use my magnetism to resonate my image. So I want the image in my head to resonate in my hands. I need the principles of magnetic resonance. Without over, under, and understanding. Now, you don't have to get into the physics of it like I do, but you need to understand why what I say is so important, because I didn't make it up. I got it from physics. So the principles of magnetic resonance and the principles of magnetic resonance imaging, how does an X-ray machine work? So magnetic resonance imaging, this is the magnetic field. So according to quantum mechanics, there is what they call a spin quanta number of the nucleus. So in quantum mechanics, there is an atomic nucleus. It's called the nuclei. So you can change the nucleus. You can change the property of the magnetic resonance of the nucleus. You can change its numerical value with your thought. So if you take THOUGHT, your thought changes your tone. That tone changes your tune. So your thoughts establishes a tone that changes your tune that overrides the tine, T-I-N-E. So the government, the powers that be, they're using a force wavelength frequency relationship in physics. So anytime vibration is transmitted into the atmosphere, it hits the molecules of the air and it forces the molecules of the air to vibrate on that frequency. So resonance, regardless of the vibrating system that producing it, it always produces a change in the molecules of the air that changes the molecular structure of mass and matter. Now, that's the physics of it. Now, let me just speak in plain English. So, mind over matter. Your mind changes matter. How can my mind change matter? Well, I can force it. I can get up and use my willpower. And I can just force myself by saying mantras and praying and saying, you know, and getting up every day and doing yoga, you know, and practicing and using concentration, the power of the mind. I could do that. And that's what pretty much everybody that I know do. And that's what I did for 50 years. Then I figured out a better way to naturally align with God's mind. Because the Father is the Pater. Oh, man, Father, touch the minds of your people. So the Father is a generator. The Father is always sending out a tone. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you can really understand the depth of the statements that I'm getting ready to make. This takes away all effort. See, right now, you're going to burn out. You ain't tired yet. You keep doing what you're doing, boo-boo. You're going to burn out. Guaranteed. Because you cannot keep up this effort over time. It's going to burn out your tone. So when we talk about a musical or vocal sound, tone has to do with the quality and the strength. Tone. So the tone of something has to do with the quality of something, has to do with the strength of something, the tone. But then there is the tune. The tune has to do with the characteristics of something. The tune has to do with the melody. The tune has to do with the rate of occurrence, the pitch, the tune. So there is the word tune and the word tone are different. So you need to tune. You need to get in the right tune. It's like tuning an instrument. So the tune is the melody. That is the characteristics and the attributes of God. So what is the characteristics? What is the attributes of God? A tune. Not the tone, the tune. So there is a tune that you should be playing right now. That's called purpose. So if you play the wrong tune, you get the wrong melody or the wrong tone. So now remember, a tune is a certain frequency or wave or vibration that's sent out in succession. It's like rapid succession. So the Father is doing that right now. So the origin of the word T-U-N-E, again, and you go to dictionary.com, any great dictionary, look this up for yourself. Don't believe a word I'm saying, because right now you're working too hard, brother. You're working too hard, sister. You're in Groundhog's Day, and you can't get out because there is a T-O-N-E. Now, the T-U-N-E changes the T-O-N-E. So the tune is means to bring into a state. It's the proper pitch. It means to adjust an organ. Let me say it again. It means to adjust an organ. How many organs do you have in your body? Your organs. It means to, do you know this word T-U-N-E? It means to become aware. What do we become aware of, brother? What are we becoming aware of? In order to be in tune, you got to become aware. What is aware? Consciousness. What have I been saying for 20 years? I have the Christ consciousness, metaphysical assembly. The only reason you don't have no purpose is you have not eliminated any other distractions. You have not adjusted your tune, your pitch. That means you have not brought your mind into a proper state or proper pitch. It means that you have not become totally aware of the attributes and characteristics of your purpose. Purpose establishes, tune. So when you play, for example, if you take a guitar string and you stretch it out and you make it really, really tight, And then somebody comes along, or if you, you know, put on, you know, you take your guitar and you stress the string really tight, and then you pluck the guitar string, you are going to hear a noise. That noise may be out of tune. That means it's out of pitch. So tune means being in the proper pitch, P-I-T-C-H. Excuse me. Now, what is pitch? The word pitch is very similar to the word tent. Now, again, this is what purpose is. Purpose is getting in the right pitch, getting in the right tent. Now, the word pitch has to do with the degree immersion. It has to do with the downward slope. The word pitch has to do with putting something in. The word pitch comes from the word pine, or from the word prick. It means to thrust in. It means something that is pitched. It is the act of plunging headfirst. Father, touch the minds of your people. So the word T-U-N-E comes from the word pitch. The word pitch means to plunge headfirst. Headfirst. That means all in. If you are not, that means that you are not in pitch. If you're not in pitch, that means that you're not submerged, that you have not plunged headfirst. So therefore, if you have not plunged headfirst into your purpose, or that again, purpose is your position. Your position is Christ. Christ means the messianic position. That furnished the one in that position with the power to fulfill that position. That is the messiahship. That's the purpose of discipleship, to show you your messiahship so you can have pitchship, a.k.a. kingship. So you have no power if you have no pitch. You have no pitch because you have no tune. You have no tune because you have no tone. You have no tone because you have no tine. So T-I-N-E gives you T-O-N-E. T-O-N-E gives you T-U-N-E. Notice they're all vowels that comes after the T. I-O-U. What are vowels? Feminine expression. So there's too much masculinity inside of the temple. The T is for the temple. So if your temple has too much masculinity, too much what I had, willpower, I'm going to do it. I'm going to punch you in the mouth, and you're going to do it because I freaking said so. Too much military, too much, you know, dog eat dog, not enough compassion. So remember, your purpose gives you passion. You don't have to work up passion. And so what's happening, everybody's working too hard. Everybody. Everybody's working too hard. Everybody's trying too hard. Everybody's pushing too hard. Why? There is no purpose. Where purpose is not known, passion is gone. Let me say it again. See, a lot of people don't have no compassion. There's no love. Because, well, purpose is not known, compassion is gone. And compassion means come and pass your purpose on. Compassion, come pass on. So without compassion, again, that's another word for love, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three, what's the greatest? What's the greatest, brother? What's the greatest power on earth? What is the greatest power on earth? What can move mountains? What can destroy devils? Love. Compassion. So no matter what you do, if you don't have compassion, you're going to do it, but you're going to burn out. If your heart ain't in it, you can't win it. I know you're going to try, though. I already tried. If your heart is not in it, you can't win it. You're going to burn out. So, okay, you need purpose. Well, purpose is not known. Abuse is inevitable. If you cannot, or if you know not, you don't have your pitch. You have not plunged headfirst. The act of plunging, tone means that you have the right pitch. That means that you all in. That means the word pitch means to stand or to set upright. The word pitch means to set up a tent. The word pitch means driving force in. The word pitch means incline forward. The word pitch means to throw. The word pitch means involved. The word pitch means to hit the mark. The word pitch means to plunge into the waves. Say it again. The word pitch means to plunge into the waves. Say it again. The word pitch means to plunge into the waves. The frequencies, the vibrations. See, you're not all in. You got one foot in. You got the left foot in. You got the right foot out. You got the left foot in, and you shake it all about. See, that's what we're doing. We're doing the hokey pokey. We're not all the way in. You ain't sold out. That's why your dogs don't hunt. I mean, you know, not you, but, you know, people you know. Your dog can't hunt. He's at the wrong pitch. He's playing the wrong tune. We're playing country and western, and you over there playing hip-hop. Are you playing, you know, heavy metal? You're playing the wrong tune. Some of y'all playing the wrong instrument. Not only you got the wrong song, the wrong note, you even got the wrong instrument. You're not even in the right, you're not even in the right area. At least if I'm a master, if I'm a teacher, I could be a teacher, but let's say I'm teaching zoology. Okay, at least I got the right instrument. I'm teaching. But I got the wrong tune. I'm teaching zoology. I'm supposed to be teaching histology. I'm supposed to be teaching, you know, metaphysics. I'm supposed to be teaching what I'm teaching. But when I started off, I was teaching health and fitness. But at least I was in the right, I had the right instrument. I had the right vehicle. But I was going the wrong way. So many of you, you got the right vehicle. At least, you're on the team. At least you're on the team. But you still up in the dugout. You happy, though. You don't want to come at the back. So you may be on the team, but you may be playing the wrong sport. If you are not in tune with your purpose, which is your position, you cannot create your product. There's many people that are stuck in the creative process. They have the right product, but they got the wrong tune. Products cannot sell. So if you have a product, if you have a service, or if you have an information, if you are not in tune with your purpose, which is your position, you cannot create your products. Because remember, purpose gives you compassion. It gives you perseverance. It gives you persistence. It gives you a process. It gives you procedures. It gives you your product. It gives you a profit. It gives you prosperity. It gives you peace. Not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that comes from God. All you got to do is get in tune. But remember, how do you get in tune? If you are not in tune with your purpose, you cannot create your product. And remember, the word tune means to get in the right pitch. And the word pitch means to plunge head first. It means to plunge. It means to go all in. So we're not going all in. And the reason, though, that we're not going all in is because we don't have clarity of purpose. It is impossible, according to the laws of the principles of frequency resonance and the laws of the principles of frequency imaging, your frequency must produce an image unless you got the wrong frequency. Now remember, this is all automatic. You ain't got to do nothing. So the fact that you're putting in effort, that's how you know you don't have clarity of purpose. In fact, if I'm a betting man, you got the wrong purpose. Was that, well, now, what is purpose? Position. Now, remember, this is a discipleship program. The discipleship program leads to messiahship. Now, the messiahship means calling, anointing, or position. So what does discipleship mean? Well, when you are in discipleship, you are under or you are in a specific area of teaching. So a disciple, remember, Yahushua had 12 disciples. The 12 disciples represents the 12 cranial nerves. So everybody that's in a discipleship program is a disciple. So the first thing that you got to do is become a disciple. Of what? You got to become, now remember, the disciples were, they were 12 personal followers of Christ, according to Luke chapter 10, verse 1. Now remember, Christ is his title. So they were not following his person. They was following his title, according to Luke 10:1. Now, you can and should follow the person. You should follow the place or the position. You should follow the person, the place, and the position. The three P's. But for a lot of people, they are following the person, but they're not following the place and the position. You cannot be a disciple if you don't have all three P's. Most of them know they only got one. They got the person, Jesus Christ and crucified. They got the person, though. They got that down. But the person, he has a place called the kingdom. The word kingdom, now remember, we already broke this down. It means basileia. The word kingdom is not a place. It's a mental disposition. Oh, you see what had happened was, Brother Will, the way my savings account is set up. So you mean to tell me you got the person of Jesus Christ and him crucified, but you don't have the disposition of Jesus Christ. Let this mind, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What mind? The mind of a lion. What's the mind of a lion? Everything's lunch. And in the mind of the lion, everything's lunch. Do you have that mindset? Oh, so there are certain things that ain't lunch. They bigger than you. Lions eat elephants. Now, elephants are way bigger than lions. But to the lion, when he sees an elephant, he doesn't see, he has no fear. He doesn't get concerned when he sees the elephant. Why is that? How come when the lion sees the elephant, he still see lunch? He doesn't see the size of the elephant. He just remembers the taste of the elephant. He knows elephant tastes good going down. He doesn't care how long, how many of them it takes. The lion only sees lunch. What is lunch? Solutions. He doesn't see problems. See, you may have the person, but you don't have the disposition. Because if you did, you wouldn't have no problems. Because every time more problems, that's more lunch. You know more, you know, again, more, because remember, your problems are your products. So the more problems you got, the more products. The more products, the more profit. The more profit, the more prosperity. The more prosperity, the more Jamaica pina coladas beach. See, the way we think, when we see adversity, we see problems. We don't see lunch. We don't see solutions. So the whole purpose of the discipleship program is, in addition to connecting you with the person, you got to connect with the place. And the place is a mental disposition. Again, the word kingdom doesn't mean a building. The word kingdom means a mindset that says, I'm royal. It is a mindset that says, I'm the king of the freaking jungle. That's the disposition. If you don't have that disposition, then you're not eligible for the position. The person, the place, and the position. Now, the position is your purpose. That's why we're out of tune. That's why we can't create our reality, because we don't have God's mentality. We can't create reality because we don't have God's mentality. We got Satan's reality. That has replaced God's mentality. So until your inner verse replaced the universe, you're in trouble because you're going to believe the lie. So Lucifer is going to tell you something, and it's going to be reality. And you're going to say, well, Brother Will, that's real, man. I change, again, based upon the laws of frequency resonance, based upon the laws of frequency imaging. If I hold an image in my head, it changes the molecular structure of matter in my hands. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. If I hold the image long enough in my head, it must change the molecular structure of the matter in my hands. Let me say that again. Y'all didn't get it. If I hold the image long enough, see, y'all not holding the image. Again, principles of frequency, magnetic frequency imaging. And guess what people tell me? Well, Will, no, I got to get a vision board, man. I got to do this. That's effort. That's energy. Remember, 50 years as an energy worker, that dog doesn't hunt. It takes too much time. Takes too much energy. It's too exhausting. Like, I'm breathing right now. I have not one thought. I put no energy, zero, zip, zada, into breathing. My heart is pumping right now. Otherwise, I would not be chill. I'm here because my heart is pumping. But how much conscious effort am I putting into my heart beating? Nothing. So if you got to put thought and energy into making money, you're in the wrong occupation. If you got to put thought and energy into exercising, eating right, and being healthy, you're in the wrong health environment. If you got to put thought and energy into loving somebody, if loving somebody is hard and it's work, and you got to work up a lather, you're in a relationship, and it's like, man, brother, man, people tell me, man, marriage is hard, dude. You might want to, something's wrong. Why? It should be effortless. Because you are in tune. That means you are in pitch. That means that you are plunged into a solution. That means everything's lunch. That means that there is no problems. There are only solutions. Now, the enemy is going to bring you a problem, and he's going to say, buy it, buy it. Change your tune. He's going to tell you, get out of pitch. Get out of pitch. Because this is what the enemy does. This is what he does to me. Like, I'll go to the gym, and just out of the blue, my calf muscle will feel like it's like I pulled a muscle. It'll be hurting really bad. And it'll hurt for a day, 2 days, 3 days, sometimes a week. I ignore it. I keep running. I do everything. Maybe I don't want to run as fast because, again, it's painful. I do not acknowledge the pain. I don't feed it no energy. Remember, energy goes where attention flows. Energy flows where attention goes. You give it attention, it takes your energy from your purpose, you get out of tune, and problem grows, not solution. So what do? Okay, I stretch more. If it's my calf muscle, I do low-impact cardio instead of I focus on solutions, not problems. Okay, if I wake up and I got more bills than money, I focus on the process of making money, not on the process of solving problems or paying bills. I don't focus on paying bills. I focus on making money. There's a process. For me, that process is do more shows, do more pay-per-view shows, sell more books, enroll more clients. So there's a process. If I'm overweight, I don't get on the scale and say, oh, man, what is going on? Why am I overweight? If I'm overweight, I don't say, oh, man, I need to stop eating. If I'm overweight, I don't blame McDonald's for selling me genetically modified organisms as food. When I'm overweight, I don't blame somebody else. I don't blame my wife for cooking or not cooking, quote, unquote, the meals. That's what everybody else do, or a lot of people. See, it's amazing. When we have a problem, we blame something outside of us. When I'm overweight, I know one thing. I am consuming more calories than I burn. So I have a process in place. That means increase my calorie burning. I increase my metabolism. I lower my carbs, and I, you know, increase clean protein, drink alkaline water, and guess what I do? Instead of going to the gym once a day, I may go twice a day. Why? Burn more calories than you consume. Now, there's a whole lot of other ways that you can do it, but what is the simplest? What is the fastest? Now, I didn't say eat less. I said burn more calories. See, a lot of people, what they do is they eat less, forcing the body to slow its metabolism and burn muscle, not fat. When I lose weight, I eat more, and I increase my energy output. I burn more calories. I increase my muscle mass because it burns more calories. Now, you can lose weight either way, but the way that's most effective and the way that's natural and the way that's in tune with my purpose. What is my purpose? The Bible says bodily exercise profiteth little. It did not say bodily exercise profiteth nothing. That's not what it says. It says, okay, that little bit, I'll thank you very much. I'll take a little bit. Why? My body is the temple of the Ruach. So if my temple is whack, my Ruach cannot be effective. I'm a lot more effective when I can walk up a flight of stairs than I am if I can't. I'm a lot more effective if I'm in good health and there's no pain because it allows me to focus. I remember when I had pain in my tooth. Y'all remember? I was talking about it all the time. That went on, like, I went through that, you know, I was doing the whole tooth thing, and I was the whole, and it was working, it was just working too slow. I was regrowing my tooth enamel, you know, I was gargling with coconut oil and, you know, doing all this aversion of teeth with hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, doing all of that good stuff, all the natural remedies. But I just waited too late to start. By the time I decided to, you know, do some research and find out what was causing it, the tooth decay, the tooth was pretty much already gone. So that pain, yeah, pain equals compliance. Now, I could have stayed with it, but I decided to remove that pain. I decided to remove that tooth so that way I could focus on purpose. So if you are not in tune with your purpose, what is purpose? Let me be crystal clear on purpose. If there's anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice and you do not know exactly what your purpose is, you know, based upon the 12 numbers that I gave you inside of your Dear Canary report, that the purpose number on your chart really isn't your life path number. Really, it's your soul urge number. Why? Feminine. How do you get your soul urge number? You take all of the vowels out your name, not the consonants. Why? The consonants are masculine. The vowels are feminine. What's missing on earth? There's no feminine energy. There's a bunch of masculine energy. Women are second-class citizens on earth. Women, other than maybe black people, they get treated like most women. You know, women just recently got the right to vote. Go to Saudi Arabia. Do you know that just a few years ago, they just passed a law where women could drive in Saudi Arabia? Do you guys know that? Like, I'm talking about like a couple of years ago. Are you serious? Like, this is 2019. Women just started driving over there like in 2015, 2016. It's crazy. Women still go over there in Saudi Arabia in a bathing suit. I think it's still a crime. You can't show no, a woman can't go over there and wear no, you can't wear no Daisy Dukes in Saudi Arabia. Women still can't teach in a lot of places, a lot of churches, a lot of stuff. Women, y'all supposed to sit in the back and, you know, just, you know, be seen and not heard. What if you're one and you're a woman? God forbid if you are a 7 or 11 and you got a 1 and you're a woman, woo, that means that you are outspoken. That means back in the Salem witch hunt days, you would be burned already. You'd be toast by now. Why? You got a brain. And you got an opinion, and you can articulate your words. Oh, man. Yeah, oh, yeah. They would have burned you, your clothes, your books. They would have put your cat, your dog. Everybody got toasted. Women, the feminine expression is not on this earth. It's masculine. Go to any major corporation, See who's on the board. Go to Google and just type in board of directions, board of directors of major corporations like ABC, NBC, like in all of the major areas, like let's say oil and gas, let's say energy, let's say technology. You're going to see Caucasian men pretty much in all major corporations, at least in the West. You ain't going to see no women. You sure ain't going to see no black women. Well, you may see one black man. He may be the janitor. But I mean, when I was in insurance at all of the board meetings and stuff, I was always the only black male. Always. I never went to a meeting, and there was another black man in there. And there was very few women, white, black, blue, doesn't matter the color. Feminine. What did Jesus bring to the planet? Jesus represents the feminine expression. Who is Sophia? What is wisdom? Why does wisdom have a feminine name? The Bible says with all your getting, make sure you get wisdom. What is that? Soul's urge. That's your purpose. See, your purpose is not your life path number. Your purpose is in your soul. What is the soul? The soul is the mind. The soul is the soul. The soul is the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. And if you've been listening to my private shows, you know that your soul has been hijacked. That means that your emotions, are they not yours, boo-boo? Oh, the archons, they got you. Iridu, that's the imagination. The imagination, your soul, your soul's urge has been stolen. That's why the Father put it and he hid it inside of your DNA. And it's inside of the letters inside of your name. So if you take all of the letters inside of your whole name and take all the letters and you add them straight across, you get your expression number. That's how you express yourself. But that's not your soul. And if you take your constellations, if you take your consonants, interesting how constellations and consonants are really close. If you take the consonants, that gets your outer personality number. That's still not your soul. But if you take A, E, I, O, U, sometimes Y, and if you add up those up in your name, you are going to get a number. That number is your purpose. That's why on the planet, to destroy the yoke of the Cosmogrator and the Anunnaki and the Dracos and the god of the south, the dog star, Sirius. See, they got a plan, but it's working. I ain't mad at them. They plan is like off the hizzle, full shizzle. Like, you really ain't got a snowball's chance in beep unless you hook up with somebody like me or you go straight to the throne yourself and you bypass the little g. Because remember, your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and your intellect is hijacked. Everything that you're thinking and feeling right now, those are not your real thoughts. Those are not your real feelings because it's not based upon your soul. Now, my soul urge number is 3. How do I get to number 3? 1, 2, 3. Let's say for shins and giggles, if your soul urge number is 3 also, but it comes from the number 30. So my soul urge comes from the number 32, but it comes from the number 13. So how many ways can we get the number 3? Okay, we get the number 3 by adding the number 12. We get the number 3 by adding number 21. We get the number 3 by adding the number 30. I think that's pretty much it. So your soul's urge is your desire to express your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect. But the Cosmogrator, he is the god, little god, of this harmonious arrangement. He's replaced your soul with his. How do I know? Because they teleported a vision into your head at birth. What's it called? A program. Anybody watch Disney Channel? Oh, yeah, you watched it. Walt Disney. Look at the word. Another study for another time, but Walt Disney. Now, we're going to break it down tonight in the private message. The God of the South is from Sirius. That's called the Dog Star. That's why we get the word God. That's why a dog is a man's best friend. Because dog represents the Sirius, that represents the Dracos, that represents the Nephilim, that represents Anunnaki, that represents Nibiru, that represents everything that we talked about in the private show last night that messed up everybody's theology. I was saying, I got a whole bunch of texts from people saying that, man, I had a hard time sleeping last night. I did too. Because what did we talk about? We talked about Robert Morningsky. We talked about Kreto Mutwa. We talked about David Icke. We talked about, again, over under and understanding Inki and Enil, or the Septuagint, which gives us this cuneiform that comes from Sumeria, which is, again, 400,000 years older than what we call civilization. So that was another civilization way before what you and I call civilization. But nobody talks about it. And it's what we call modern-day Iraq. That's why we went over to Iraq. We want to make sure that them Iraqis wasn't about to talk and spill the beans. And we shut them boys down. Y'all remember Saddam? Where's he at? What about my boy Gaddafi? Where's Gaddafi? They both are off the planet. Them and their children, their wives, their kids, their dogs, their cats. Anybody that could talk, they gone. Why? You think it was for oil? You think it was for whatever the reasons that the government meant to govern are saying? Oh, no, boo boo. Someone has hijacked. Now, everybody went to elementary school. Is there anybody that did not go to L-ment school? Remember, L means God, ment means mental, the God of mentality. His name is T-H-O-T-H, as I've said on a plethora of shows. Why? That thought that's coming into your head right now, where's it coming from? It's not coming from your true authentic self. It's coming from a system. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So everything that you do in your flesh and everything you do when you got blood is irrelevant to the king. Jesus himself said, you say if a man sleeps, I say if a man thinks. This is mental, brothers and sisters, your mind. There's a battle going on for your mind. You have to think, but how do you think? You have to think with the attributes and the characteristics. What does the word T-U-N-E means? It means attributes and characteristics that establish a particular pitch. The word pitch, again, that's the whole purpose of being a disciple. It's amazing. Why did Jesus have 12 immediate disciples? Because of the 12 constellations, the 12 zodiac signs, the 12 primary meridian lines in your body. Anybody take biology lately? You got 12 primary meridian lines. Any geologist? The earth has 12 tectonic plates, major. Anybody study cosmology? There's 12 constellations in the sky. Anybody study astrology? There's 12 zodiac signs. That's the law of 12. What does that mean? That's how you control your brain. Those 12 cranial nerves. Whoever controls those controls you. So the word Christ, the word discipleship, has to do with the 12 cranial nerves. It has to do with doctrines that control the pupil. So to understand, that's where you start as a disciple. As a disciple, you got characteristics and attributes that's found inside your name and your date of birth. That's the purpose of everything that I do. That's why I do Dear Kinnear Reports. The most important thing on earth is purpose. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Proverbs 29:16. So, brothers and sisters, a disciple is someone who understands a specific school of thought, should you understand. Messiahship. So discipleship should lead to messiahship. Okay, what is messiahship? The word messiah means appointed to a position. It means ordained to a position. It means made specifically for a position. That's what Messiah means. So Jesus Christ had a specific mission. He came and he did it. So now it's your turn. You got a specific mission. You got a specific position. That's what Messiahship means. Now, once you get in your position, then you go to the last phase, which is kingship. So it's discipleship, Messiahship, king or queenship. Now, brothers and sisters, when you get there, that means you have the vision of an eagle. You can be 3 miles in the air and you can see under the water. In basic terms, that means that you got crystal clear clarity of your position. What is my position? Replacing error with truth. I got crystal clear clarity on that, brother. All day, every day, I got one goal. When I wake up, I'm trying to destroy demons. Why? They try to destroy me. That's why my mama died at 40. She did not know. Well, let me rephrase that. That's why she was murdered. Like, I don't. On Mother's Day, I don't go see my mama. I gotta go to the graveyard. I don't get no calls. Hey, son, how you doing? See, this is personal for me. This ain't no freaking game. A lot of y'all playing church. I don't play. The devil don't play. He don't play fair. He will take you, or he gonna take your children, or he gonna take the thing that you love. He gonna attack you where it hurts. So you in it. So you might as well win it. If I'm in the game, I'm playing to freaking win. I got the disposition of a lion. Everything's lunch. Everything's lunch. If you run up on me, you're gonna get knocked out. That's my disposition. I wish a Negro would mentality. That's the disposition that you gotta have when you deal with demons and devils. They don't play, so you can't play. That means that you got the pitch. Now, remember, the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. When you speak, demons should tremble. If they don't, you might want to go get some authority. Because when Jesus spoke, they said, hold up, God, why you come to torture us before our time? He just would show up, and demons would tremble. That should be you. When you come on the scene, Negroes should tremble. People that ain't doing nothing, they should not be comfortable around you. Because why? You are about doing and establishing the will of God on this earth. If you are not in tune with your purpose and your position, you cannot create products, services, and information. You can't create reality. Why y'all think I got 50 books? Why you think I got 5,000 plus shows? Why you think I got 500 videos? Why you think I'm just scratching the surface? Why you think I get up early, stay up late? Why you think I got unlimited energy? Why you think I love what I do and who I be? Because I didn't. I used to hate my life because I had no purpose. And where purpose is not known, I don't care what you do, brothers and sisters, where purpose is not known, abuse of self and others is inevitable. If you do not know your purpose, you need to email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Hey, I'll tell you your purpose for free. After that, you need to get into the discipleship program that's going to give you and help you establish clarity of your messiahship, your position, so that way you can operate as a king and a queen over your kingdom with the keys. Remember, you are a king or a queen that has a kingdom that's based on some specific keys that's inside of your DNA. Those are the 12 numbers that I gave you in your Dear Kingdom Report. Those are the keys that unlock every door that you call a problem. I don't care what problem you got. God built you to solve problems. It's impossible for you to fail. When you lose, you win. So happy falling. Fall down. Take risk. When you lose, you win. It's impossible to fail. You are designed by God to win. You put a fish in water, he can't do nothing but swim. Because he's designed to swim. You can't do nothing but win. You're made in the image and likeness of God. So the question you should ask yourself, what problems does God got? So whatever problems God got, you got. The God I got, the God I'm serving, the God I know, the God that's inside of me, he ain't got no problems, boo-boo. So if he ain't got no problems, I ain't got no problems. I'm good. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. God has not given me a spirit of fear. You might have one, but not me. God has not given me a spirit of fear. He gave me a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Well, my mind works, and it's sound, because it comes from my Father. Brothers and sisters, it's kingdom building time. I'm looking for kingdom builders. It's very important that you vibrate inside of purpose. That means tune. That means tone. That means tying. Make sure that you stay in tune with your purpose. That way you can shine. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. In fact, his name is actually the entire word of God. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you, because it will never, ever con, manipulate, lie, or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beast, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude?